Welcome to Rusak Gamers.
Welcome to the Rusak Gamers podcast. This is episode 28 of our Burning Empires campaign, Harbinger's Rock. In this episode, the Baron goes after Hammerlord Gaius, and that means a firefight. If you've wondered what a squad-based firefight looks like in Burning Empires, well, this is it. Be sure to take a look at the images Todd took of the battle map. They're included on our blog. It's not really like pushing miniatures, though. This is more of images of a whiteboard where Todd drew out the general area of the conflict so that he and Doug could keep up with it. I'm not really sure it helps me all that much, but Todd and Doug, the episode's main players, seem to like it. Now, during the podcast, I said I would include a link to the firefight flowchart. Well, there was some craziness at the Burning Wheel website, and the download area for Burning Empires apparently is gone now. If possible, I'll upload it to our archives area. Of course, that will depend entirely on the fine folks at Burning Wheel. So comments, critique, and general feedback can be left on our voicemail, 502-4141-RU, that's 502-4141-766, or sent by email, roy@rusakgamers.com. Stop by our rpgcrosstalk.com forum. Just scroll down to the Rusak Gamers section. Listen to us on Stitcher. Just go to stitcher.com, download the program to your computer, phone, or tablet, and listen however you prefer. If you want to listen to previous Burning Empires games, visit our archives at podcast.rusakgamers.com. Enjoy the show.
All right, we're recording.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. I'm Todd.
Hi, Todd.
Hi, Todd. No, I said, hi, everybody. I'm Todd. And I'm the GM. Todd.
And I'll be your GM for the evening.
And I'm Jeff, a lowly player.
And I'm Joe, fan favorite Vox Jenkins.
Jason, I've got Talos.
I'm Doug, killing Vox Jenkins tonight.
Hey, he's a fan favorite.
I know.
And you know what?
And people,
that fan will be mad.
That's right. Yeah, and will. When they hate me, I'll become number one.
There may be tears.
I'm Roy.
Somebody may even cry.
Besides Joe.
No.
Besides, so, you know they're doing a Fargo series?
No.
On FX?
Cool.
Yeah. Okay.
So that was important.
Important enough to mention on the podcast.
Well,
me liking to Fargo.
Here's what we got. We're going to try a firefight tonight.
Yay, and 12 easy steps.
That's right.
And then and with firefight starts on page
463. Now,
in your
here's the downside of that for you podcast listeners is that there is actually a section of this that requires us to write something down and to look at describing the battle space. So we will do as best as we can.
Why don't...
Oh, Jesus, I edit the hell out of this thing anyway, so don't
well,
worry.
Well, why don't we...
Just email Roy, and he'll happily
well,
email
you.
Well,
do you have the paper and stuff? We can draw it out, and then we can snap pictures of it. Well, and we can post it later.
Yeah. Where's the... what do you call them?
The what?
Tiles.
Tiles? Are they behind you? Or, yes, they're behind you.
Or do we want to just pull the whiteboard off the wall here and...
Whiteboard would be fine.
Can do the whiteboard.
Of course, it's got a big ledge. We can't erase that. I mean,
yeah, no, it's been there for a long
it probably
time.
Won't come off.
Jeff's The Scream.
Yeah.
More of the time.
Right behind you.
Oh, I see him now. I expect to see the whiteboard.
And why did I owe you 13 gold pieces? That's for a long time ago, too.
Jeff, 13 GP. Is that...
Maybe Jeff owes you.
It's a long time ago.
Maybe
no,
that's.
I remember writing up there. So I owe Jeff. There, it was happened at the end of the night.
That was back when we were playing spell jamming.
you mean
Dragonlance? Because I don't think I ever played spell jamming.
It had hamsters.
Well, Dragonlance was your game. You didn't have a character. Why would you owe me?
Yeah.
The DM. Maybe.
You owe the DM 13 gold pieces.
How does the DM who controls like all the other characters owe you 13 gold pieces?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why would you bother to write it down? You NPC gives you 13 gold bars, 13. You know, I don't know. I mean, who cares?
Because it was at the end of the night, and I remember
you
had
just
packed
say,
everything up.
Why wouldn't you just say, here, give yourself back 13 gold, you get paid back?
I think it was because you were
if
pitching
the GM.
A fit about it, and I was like, fine, here it is.
Now that
next
sounds
week.
Familiar. Me pitching
Lord.
A fit in Roy's game. That sounds.
One more.
My game.
I've been good lately.
You've been very good, Jeff. The drugs are working very well.
Excuse me.
How many of them do you need? The tiles?
I don't know. Probably just these four would be fine. Beer over tonight, I just know it.
Yep. All I need now is wine.
Got that from Roy.
Okay. Let us describe where we left off last time. Joe, that's your job tonight.
All right. I don't have notes on what we actually did, but I can tell you what scenes are used. Do you have notes on what we did?
But yeah, making notes. Let's see.
Okay. Well, Jason had a conversation with Vox about smuggling Claudium.
Yeah,
we're 10-17.
10-10.
10-17.
I convinced Subakai to film a propaganda video.
Yeah. Jeff, you have...
Talos talked with Vox about offloading the Claudium.
Yep.
Yes.
Talos asked Vasuki to take the Claudium off-world. He rolled to move the Claudium on board. There's a failed roll, though. 4-on-1 with 4 ones.
Okay. That was Bill.
Yeah, Bill failed his roll, and so therefore...
Subutai
knew that he was trying to smuggle the Claudium in, or thought he was smuggling Naven in. N-A-I-V-E-N.
Yes, Naven. I know. I keep misspelling it.
And then Subutai took the squad to Ookla, to the Princess Mercator?
Mercator.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Reliquary.
To intercept the Naven. The prince notified. The prince notified the baron. I talked to the baron also. Did the prince notify him or did I notify him?
You know,
he called him and I called him too. He I think he actually called him, but I contacted him mentally.
Suki did confer with the baron.
We want to establish the fact that Naven and Claudium, you failed that role. With the Naven and the Claudium are transported in the same containers.
Right.
That role. I think it's successful. I think we established the fact, but not in this case.
Right.
So, Subutai got up there, saw that he would have been wrong, and he was embarrassed, and started kicking over all the Claudium, sending the dust everywhere, sending the Claudium everywhere, and covering Ookla, who was with him, and his squad with all this
thousands of dollars of Claudium dust.
And then he had to come out and apologize to Prince Vasuki.
Who insulted him.
For he had to lay prostrate before him and apologize. So now they're heading down
to the planet
to go kill the Naven.
Right.
That's
N-A-I-V.
Quinn, Gaius Quinn, Hammerlord. Is going down there. Who's he taking?
Aven, Talos, and Vox.
And Vasuki is... No. Vasuki's not going. No.
He's got the...
Subutai is going, though, to...
Subutai is going.
And so after you all left...
And the Mukadishas also.
Yes.
Yes, and after you all left, because Frost is worried about Ookla, he has told the Baron, hey, they're going down there, and either way, this is bad. I mean, either they screw it up and it's bad, or they're successful and it looks bad on the Baron.
So, because there's also a film crew going along
right.
to make Doug's character, Gaius, look better.
Make him a propaganda film. Okay, so that's what happened. Did I miss anything?
Nope.
Wow, it's like the only time I've ever taken notes.
Okay.
Today is 10:23.
You're like a third of the way through that book. 24. What do you mean you haven't taken any notes?
I take notes, but I haven't taken like notes for like that detailed notes. Usually it's like fail roll. this is every game we play in, and I just got
every game.
Yeah, Jim. Everything, every and game. I just yeah, and I've tied into the top, and I love this book though. It's great. It's just a big thick book of graphic.
You like big, thick things. We always know that.
Girthy. I like girthy.
What happens at Gen Con stays at Gen Con.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
For those playing along at home, We are going to try this. Going to try to make it as streamlined as possible. We're going to have two squads. One squad will be your side.
Units.
Doug.
Units. Thank you.
Doug's group.
Yeah, Doug's group. And then the other one will be the... Baron's group.
Oh, jeez. So we're not going after the crawlers at this point?
No, it's, you're going down to the crawler. This is...
Okay.
This is a crawler.
Each unit, each side states their objective. Our objective is destroy the crawlers. Their objective
no,
is...
No, not destroy... Do you want to destroy the crawlers?
Or just destroy the Navy?
Okay. All right.
Well, I mean, that's up to you. We're at that point where you guys can decide what you want to do.
Make whatever objective you want.
Yeah, there's six crawlers. But, I mean, if you want to destroy them all, then that's... I mean, you destroy the crawler itself, that's one thing. But if you want to just destroy the Naven on each one of them, that's something else. So that's...
Destroying the Naven would probably get everybody involved. Let's do that.
Okay.
And so, and Subutai has provided squad soldiers to you for this purpose.
Mm-hmm. Right. And Subutai is in there. So if there's any roles that he needs to make, then I will make that appropriate role. the other squad that is coming down is one from the Baron. And it'll be led by him. Yeah. And Ookla can choose to be in that or not.
Okay.
I think he should be.
Ookla will be there. He'll be in the back. He'll be there. Yeah.
I'll give this to Doug so he can play along at home. And
oh, he's got... Ooh, cool. He's got fate.
All right. So,
Ookla's got fate?
Yeah, he got one from last game and he had four.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anybody listening at home, I am using the Firefight Unit Action Matrix that we got off of the...
downloadable from the Burning Empire / Burning Wiki. Wiki.
Yeah. So, that's where we'll be pulling this a lot from.
I'll add the link to the show notes.
So, again, you'll have... It's kind of based along the Duel of Wits mechanics. You have Volley 1, Volley 2, Volley 3. And you have Observe, Direct Fire, Suppressive Fire, Take Cover, Rally and Regroup, Flank, Advance, Withdraw, Close Combat. Ammo check, which reloading the volley, hesitating this volley, broken until rallied.
You can force an ammo check.
Yes.
With a persona?
You have to look.
I don't think it's a fake. It might be persona. Maybe it's a fake. What page is the firefight on in the book?
463.
Starts on 463.
Thank you.
All right, so we've broken down into units. Okay. Typically, a small anvil unit consists of an officer, leader, a signal specialist, a medic, a squad support weapons specialist, and a couple of assault weapons specialists. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And I think I said 6 last time. All right. So for the purposes of this, the officer leader will be Subutai. And then the officer leader of the other one. Actually, the officer leader of this one will be you, Doug.
Doug, yeah.
But Subutai was kind of teetering.
Subutai's in
us,
there. Yeah, Subutai's in there because he's still going to go down. And that's the whole point of this, is that the Baron wants to go down. His objective is to essentially arrest Subutai and the rest of the squad and get them back to the ship. That's his goal. He doesn't want to kill him unless he forces him to. But that's his goal. Okay. So Doug, what is your objective?
Destroy the Maven.
Okay. All right.
Does he need to write that somewhere? Right there.
Okay. You will get there first.
Hold on, do you want to go through a quick step two, describe the battle space in your map? Are we looking at one crawler?
That, see, no, what? Yeah, one crawler. Because my point is that he will get there first. So where he is located, he'll get the choice in. Because this is the docking area, and this is where the second squad will come in. Because I'll tell you, the second squad will be right here.
So you're giving me contact. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. What I'll do is I'll give you a bonus to that roll.
Okay.
All right.
Since we're going straight into the firefight, do we want to go over beliefs? Or do you think that will actually come into play in the firefight?
Beliefs won't come into play in the firefight. Instincts will. So if you want to arbitrarily change an instinct at this point.
Well, they might.
How would a belief come in? I mean, this is just like...
my instinct is to protect the Baron. I have a belief to protect the Baron.
Mm-hmm.
If I pursue that in a firefight...
Okay. Well, yeah, all right. Then let's go over.
Are we in the middle of maneuver, though? Do we change him?
We're still in the middle of maneuver, but I'll allow you to.
Because you need.
I had to change one.
Yeah, he has to change one.
Yeah, he has to change one because he got one done. Yeah,
I don't think we need to change him necessarily unless.
Minor.
But he needs to replace the persona.
I've already got mine super general. Replaced, but I don't think it's going to come into the firefight.
Then why are we talking about it? Kidding. Oh! All
right. Mine has ruined the Baron's image in the propaganda.
Sweet.
Ruin what?
Ruin the Baron's image in the propaganda.
Okay. All right.
That could come in.
All right. Well, you got a camera, or you want me to take a picture of this and send it to you?
Just take a picture.
Just take a picture every time it changes, and we can just sort of put it with a loop.
Let me see. Make it an animated GIF.
You may get a charger for an iPhone by any chance.
Yeah. It's one in my car.
My car, too. I was just checking.
I have one in my car that plugs in.
Oh, really?
To the wall or to the car?
To the wall. Both, actually. It's a hermaphrodite charger. It's got one of those and one of these.
All right. We've set our objectives.
What's your objective?
Arrest and detain Subutai and the Subutai Lord Quinn and the squad.
I.e. all of you.
Well, not you. You're not there. Well, Ukla is.
Oh, yeah. You're going to okay. be Jeff.
I thought you were riding with the Baron. I thought you were coming down with the Baron.
I am. But I'm not one of the ones being arrested. Okay. I'm with the guys arresting.
That's right. You remember he's playing for the bad guys.
Right.
Well, he was the team player last week. I remember that.
Yes, it's so hateful.
But yeah. Mama said.
It's hurtful.
Mama told me not to.
Okay.
Okay, now I got a taste for this.
Whopper.
Yes.
Make an observation, signals, or sensors versus test.
I'll do signals.
Everybody or the squad? Whoever's leading the squad.
Oh. People can help them.
I'll help with observation.
Bazinga.
And then, Jason, you can help with signals, right?
No. Why I just wanted the roll.
Hmm?
I want to open it.
Oh.
You don't have any of those.
So. I thought you had... Don't you have observation?
Mm-mm.
You're going to delegate, then?
I have command and tactics.
Okay.
Assault weapons, close combat...
Sensors may only be used against iron and vehicles, not infantry. So you actually can't use sensors in this.
Well, I don't have sensors.
Okay.
Well,
I'm
giving
just
my dice
you.
Back and everyone can help me. Unless you got... Where you got an observation?
Ops or what?
I
who
got
said
a four.
That?
I got a four. <nine. laughs>
Who asked that question?
Anybody going to help? Okay, then.
Yeah.
What you got?
Four. But I'm the only one who's got observation.
You have signals?
No, it says add appropriate. Other players may help if they have a skill or a wise suitable for this situation.
Yep.
And I have conflict wise.
That would be suitable. You don't think? Okay. You got any wises or anything to help?
Criminal wise. We don't have to play by the rules.
I don't know if criminal wise will work or not, although it is a good catch-all.
I have hammer wise.
No, it's not.
Hammer wise should work.
Why don't y'all just put astrology into this, into the burning empire? Just use that.
Wrong game.
I know.
I've got infiltration.
Okay. Infiltration?
Like criminal wise is the new astrology.
For what?
We're going, trying to go in.
Infiltration,
right?
You're trying to sneak past the guards.
All right. You got anything to Doug?
Hammer-wise.
Hammer-wise?
Yeah, but this is an amber.
Okay.
Amber-wise?
Mm-hmm. Squad support.
Yeah, but that's...
I know, you can't use it for these.
Yeah.
Isn't that the weapon?
Yeah, that's the weapon.
Yeah, I've got that.
Okay.
Let's rock!
Yeah.
If we were in space, I have 0G combat.
Yeah. The winner gains the initiative in this engagement. He may make he may take the contact advantage when the players set the disposition of forces, or he may choose to occupy a position at the start of the firefight. Tie indicates no advantage for either side. See positions and cover. So, because you got there first,
mm-hmm.
I'll give you a plus 2 die advantage. Sweet. Okay.
Taken from Doug. I will...
What are you going to do?
I'm going to be rolling.
Well, okay. We'll hold on just a second.
The bonus of Persona?
Not yet. I don't have as much as you guys. I don't do as much.
We know.
Mm.
Fair enough.
Did I argue?
You should get an observation test for once.
Yes.
Oh, excuse me.
Okay. Do you have a shielded comm?
I do.
Okay. So then it's a wash. Do you have Avatar?
No.
In Blu-ray?
Okay.
I guess I should look up. What page is that?
544.
Should look up and see what these things do.
Can somebody somebody get their book out?
No, none of us do.
In the person. Oh, wow.
Book? What do I mean a book?
But if you look in the Arda Awards, yeah. It talks about forcing a... It's in that
an
table.
Ammo check or something.
Yeah,
okay.
You can force an ammo check, which may come in handy.
Yeah, it will. Let me look.
Well, hold on. Before we get to that, let's finish up this part.
Okay.
Right
now. Yeah,
okay. I'd like to do some forking.
Oh, the shield of comm only comes into play when you try to gain superior comms.
Right.
I don't think it falls into play in the contact.
I know. I was just asking what you had.
I have integrated targeter, power assist, shield of comms.
Okay.
Okay, so far I've got 4 for observation. I've got the 2 die that you gave from Doug. I've got a helping die from Jason.
All right. Come on.
No, from Vox. Okay. Sorry, from Joe. I would like to fork in tactics.
Why?
This is now a military option. I mean, engagement, correct? Knowing if it's an observation on what's going on and what's happening. Define what we're observing then, because I thought I understood and I guess I don't.
I understand. I understand.
No, this is the make contact roll, so this is to figure out where the enemy is.
Right.
Right. Okay.
And you can do that by observing them.
Sure, that'd be great.
I
know that he's not going to come from this direction. He's got to come from that direction, but because that's the most tactical way.
Let me just read it. Okay. I agree with that. Let me just read what it says.
What? Rules?
He does have his book out.
What book?
Which book?
Is there a reason why we know we're fighting here?
Yeah. Remember? Because he monitored Subutai going down after he told him to go back to Prime and wait for him.
Okay, so they know that the Baron's coming for him and said...
No, they don't know that the Baron's coming for him.
So this is what the contact is trying to establish, is that, hey, the Baron's coming in behind us.
Right.
But we're going in with guns.
He's going in with guns. Baron has a squad now, and he's going in with guns. His whole thing... Their thing is to go and destroy the Naven. His thing is to go and get them.
Used to conduct the unit action phase of flank, close combat, advanced direct fire, and suppressive fire in the firefight. Also used to set the disposition. I don't think you can use it for the contact.
No,
it's pretty specific. Observation,
signals,
and sensors.
Set by strategy,
because in the next role, set disposition of forces,
that's when it counts.
That's when it comes into play.
Stupid rules.
You're going to get it, just not yet.
Yeah.
All right, so make your roll.
All right.
What do you roll? And what happens with this? Is this...
Whoever's higher gets either he's higher, I'm higher, or it's a tie.
So this is basically initiative.
Yes. That's what it says. It's initiative.
Okay. There's several sixes.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God. Well, I got to burn fate in order to get higher.
What do you have?
Three sixes.
What's your total?
Three sixes.
Oh, okay. Then I'll wait.
But I still have to burn the fate to try and get better.
He's got four sixes.
I know.
Four.
Five.
Huh? Five is the
difficulty. Five total. No.
It's a posed roll.
It's a posed roll.
So that's a routine test?
Sweet!
Six.
Six successes.
Six successes
okay.
total.
All right. So he'll burn a fate.
Yep.
So you add a default to a routine. If it's versus.
Yes. Well, but what's yours?
Three.
Three. Yours is three on what?
Five.
Whatever he rolls, right? Wow.
Yeah.
He's not done rolling yet.
Yep.
Which is a great reason to help. Excuse me.
One. Ah. So that's six. And what do you have?
No.
Six.
And he gets to roll.
I get to roll one
six.
More.
It's going to be challenging.
No. It's a wash.
Ah.
Okay. So.
Leaf on the wind, baby.
Winner gains initiative. A tie indicates no advantage for either side. Okay? So, that comes into play in the disposition bonuses.
Right.
The unit's disposition is the same type of point pool as the infection disposition and the body of argument in the Duel of Wits. Pool of points is reduced as the opponents play maneuvers against one another during the conflict. More his disposition pool is depleted, more the player must compromise on his objective. Okay? Leader of each unit tests tactics or command.
I got a four in tactics.
Okay. His successes translate directly into points for his team's disposition. If he rolls three successes, starts with disposition three. There is only one leader per unit. Decide who he is before rolling. Command skill may be only tested if the team has subordinate soldiers, which you do. Tactics may be tested if he is alone or with other soldiers. Your choice. Command and tactics may act as forks, as can appropriate wises. No other forks are allowed.
Right.
One character with tactics or command may help the commander. Again, command may only be used to help their subordinates.
What do you have in tactics?
Three.
Huh?
Three.
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 Wises help.
Wises help?
Depends upon what the wise.
Criminal wise?
No.
Edel wise?
Yeah.
Conflict wise.
You don't bite.
Sorry.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
What's funny?
Would guard wise?
No. Culture. I don't think I've got anything.
Ukla's kind of just in the back, so he's.
Conflict wise works, right?
Yeah.
Douglas.
And had he been hulled, I'd have been able to help because then I'd have been alien culture wise. But...
Well, we can do that.
We can hull him?
Sure.
You want to hull him?
Do I want to?
Do you want to? Yes, I think you secretly
do. If it helps you.
I thought he already was.
Ukla?
The Baron?
No. The Baron.
Oh, the Baron.
No, Ukla, what are you talking about?
Ukla's been hulled.
Ukla has not been hulled. That's horrible. That's a terrible thing to say. What? Hello? Okay, I gotta go.
All right, Mom.
All right, my mom's calling. I gotta go.
What? I could have given
this guy
seconds.
Works for Frost. Frost couldn't identify whether Subutai had.
Yeah.
Or five and sensors.
Yeah, don't remember.
Pass the whoppers.
What did you do with the other box I just gave you?
You didn't give me a box.
Did yeah,
finish
I did.
The box. It's finished.
Oh.
Two.
I passed it around.
This game of Burning Empires is brought to you by Whoppers.
The original malted milk balls. 25% less fat than the average of the leading chocolate candy brands.
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
So, the two guards that I have with me.
Mm-hmm.
What skills do they have? whatever I want off this list? Yeah. Or do we have to decide which life path they have now?
Which life path? I mean, if you're... For that matter, you could sit there and say that your officer... excuse me. Your officer has them too. So that's up to you. If you want Subutai to help you, that's fine. I'll have his commander help him.
Well, everybody with a wise can throw in, so that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. There are wises listed under the hammer skills.
Subutai can help you with tactics. Or a command. Tactics. Anyway, he's got both.
He's got command and tactics?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought you could have one person help with command and one person help with tactics.
Mm. Or is you can do command, or you can do tactics or command. You do command if you have people underneath you. You do tactics if you're alone or you have people underneath you. You can fork the other in. So that's what he'll wind up doing, is he'll fork one of those in. Essentially, he'll give Doug a die for tactics.
Well, Jason gave me a tactics die, so I don't want your die. But I'll take any wises you got.
Okay.
Well, that's what I'm asking about my two guards. Can their wises help?
I mean, is there a specific wise that they have?
Well, there's officer wise, there's crew wise, there's ship wise. That's what I'm saying. Down the list of the life paths I get, there are wises we could probably figure out. Big gun wise.
There you go.
Ooh, big gun wise.
Big go gun ahead. Wise.
Yep, I'll give you that.
All right, so two dice for that, one from each. Anybody else got a wise?
I checked them. I don't have any wises, I'll help.
You have mine.
Okay. And you already gave me dice. How many dice you want?
30.
8.
9.
Oh, you didn't give me a die for super die.
Ahead of me.
He's got a wise?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, he's got tactics. Or a wise, either one.
I'll take the wise. Because Jason's helping with tactics.
Okay. Well, you can have more people help with tactics.
I thought only one person could help with tactics. Mm-hmm. It says one character with tactics or command may help the commander.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
How many dice you roll?
9.
Okay.
Now, this is essentially, this is just the disposition. Yeah, that's all we're rolling.
Right.
okay.
And then we have to add in the disposition
bonus. That stuff, later.
I got 4.
I got 5 with 3 sixes. He'll go ahead and do it.
Ouch.
Two. So...
4 to 6.
4 to 7.
4 to 7. Well, that's starting. You got to add in bonuses.
Right. Now, let's go over... disposition bonuses are as follow. Contact, which we were awash on, it was a tie, so neither one of us get the contact bonus.
Right.
Okay. Contact is 2S, but neither one of us get it.
Right.
Superior position, and I want to read exactly what it says. In engagement, sometimes one side will have an obvious advantage due to their position, artillery, escarpment, whatever. If the situation or the character's property grants some advantage, apply this bonus to the team's disposition. I don't. He's got iron. You've got iron. That's. I would have given you a clear advantage if he didn't. So.
I have 2 guards in iron.
Yeah, but we're actually going after the Naven, right?
Yeah.
Not necessarily the Baron, and we've got the element of surprise on them, don't we?
If we're already in the crawler, that gives us
not necessarily
position, right?
You don't know. The other thing is you're going after the Naven. You don't expect somebody coming in. See,
that was my question earlier.
You're not expecting them to come in and come after you.
Well, that's contact, though.
No.
The contact role is to find out where everybody is.
There was a tie. And see, that's what I'm saying.
So we're both equally surprised.
Well, yeah, and what I'm saying on superior position, there is no clear. That's why I'm not apt to give it to either one. I mean, if you said, we're sitting on top of the hill, and we have a wall in front of us, and I'm looking at you coming up the hill... infantry, I'd give you the superior position.
But if we're inside the crawler and they're outside the crawler...
No, they're coming in and they're going to dock. That's the whole idea, is they're going to dock and land and then come out, like the Marines did. See?
Is your map a crawler or your map's the landscape?
A crawler.
And that's the crawler.
No, this is a crawler. You are in the crawler.
Okay.
Okay, that's like a tractor or something. That's why I put that there.
Spice harvester.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. That's why I don't think superior position is going to apply to either side.
Okay.
Outnumber. Specifically, what I did is I made them even. So, because I originally said two squads to go down and take them, just for the purposes of this, I'm going to make them even. That way we can... So, if you have six guys or seven guys, he's got six guys or seven guys. So, we don't have to deal with that. Psychological advantage. One side has a psychologist who is connected to soldiers in the battle, and the other does not. You're not a psychologist.
No, but technically, Bill's connected to me, so he does have...
Yeah, but you're not a soldier in the battle.
Yay!
You don't have a weapon.
Is the Baron a soldier in a battle?
The Baron's a soldier in a battle.
Okay, well, I'm connected to him.
And he's connected to
and
him.
So is Bill.
Yes.
But does the psychologist have to be present? I guess you are present. Sure,
yeah.
Okay.
I don't even think it makes that distinction, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I don't think...
I think the whole idea is that for the psychologist to be connected to everybody, because it says soldiers in the battle, which means everybody or at least a majority.
So there's communication between...
So, yeah, so you can...
Okay,
you
well, can I'm sit connected there. To... Well, I'm connected to Ookla, who's a soldier in the battle.
Yeah.
It doesn't say soldiers on the same side. It just
right.
says soldiers.
Yeah.
You see, because I can hear what they're I can hear what's going on there
mm-hmm.
and feed it back. So I think you probably get a success for that.
Well, Ookla's on our side.
Doesn't matter.
But Ookla's on our side and
yeah.
the Baron's on his side, so it washes.
No, but what I'm saying is that because he can
the
look into Ookla...
Where the psychologist is. It doesn't say which side the soldiers are on, it's which side the psychologist
well,
is on.
Well, it depends on which side
if
the
both
psychologist
sides have connected psychologists, there's no bonus.
Connected psychologists. There's only one psychologist. In other words, if you had Bill on one side and Jeff on the other, and Jeff only had his guys.
Okay, and
Bill...
just to be clear, Jeff's helping the other side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm helping the Baron right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Because I'm trying to save Ookla.
Who's being shot at?
By the Baron.
By
you're
the
helping.
Baron.
Well, the reason why we're down here is to save Ookla, and that's why we came down. That's part
mm-hmm.
of the reason why I wanted to get Ookla.
Mm-hmm.
The Baron actually sent Ookla.
No, the
yeah.
reason why we're down here is so that the Baron can arrest Subutai.
The reason why I told
yeah.
the Baron to come down is
yeah.
to save Ookla.
Okay,
yeah.
sure.
Wouldn't you be giving us a die since you're trying to save Ookla and not the Baron?
No. What I'm doing is I am feeding the Baron tactical information, basically. That's how it boils down.
So he can kill us better.
Yes.
And endanger Ookla.
It's okay, we see what Sandy's done. That's
no,
good.
We're trying to kill you guys, we're trying to save you.
I've been saying it from the get-go. That Frost is a damn bully.
Well, in this case, this is a first shot out.
You told me to get out of here.
One S or not. What do you all think?
That's fine.
I mean,
sure.
I mean, I tend to think...
That's the only side with the psychologist, so...
I mean, I tend to think that because he's feeding information back and forth, that would give you a success.
Right.
Who's Bill got connections to?
The Baron.
Jason and the Baron.
And Jason's there.
Jason's there, but he's not one of the soldiers. That's the only thing. Jason doesn't have a weapon and is in the battle.
Okay.
I guess if Bill was connected to you, Doug, it'd be different.
No.
Yes.
Superior communications. You and I have both agreed that that's a wash. Right, Doug?
I will give him that, and it also ties into my belief.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm protecting the Baron.
Okay. Superior training. Iron-trained troops are superior to anvil-trained troops.
Plus one.
Yeah, but not all your guys are iron.
Everybody with a gun is.
I'm not.
You just said he didn't have a gun, and he didn't have a gun, and he didn't
have a
gun.
I got a gun.
No, what I said is that you have the squad that Subutai came in with.
Okay.
They are anvil troops. They are not iron troops.
My two guards are iron troops.
Your two guards are.
That's three iron. What do you got on your side?
Just the one.
Okay. That makes me superior, right?
I'll give you that.
I got one. Woo! Bitches!
Superior weaponry.
You're trying to kill the Baron.
Yes.
I just want to be clear about
that. Yes, I am, actually.
All right. So, there is no superior weaponry. I'm going to say that's even.
I got a big gun.
I know you do. Superior infiltration. Pull up infiltration exponent for all characters on the fire team. Subtract one for each piece of iron or vehicle in the team. The unit with the highest total gains a superior infiltration bonus.
What's an infiltration exponent?
Infiltration is a skill.
Jason has it, don't you?
Yeah, but you're not a soldier.
But I'm not a soldier.
Right.
Well, it doesn't say soldier, it says team.
Right.
So,
and it's the squad team.
Everybody who's on the team, though, is on the team. He's on the team, right? He's either here or he's not.
Well, he's there, but he's not the guy shooting a gun.
Well, what's that got to do with infiltration? Infiltration is... it's the skill for hacking and whatever,
it's
right?
It's sneaking around. Yeah, it's stealth, essentially.
It's sneaking through, like, the boxes and stuff and avoiding...
Okay.
You know, what's go, hood, you go, I'll cover you. You go, I'll cover you.
But why is there a distinction for him being a soldier? That's what I don't get. It doesn't say that.
Well, I mean, that's what we did at the beginning. We defined what the squad was.
Right.
And I said, I read off what the standard Anvil team was, which was, you know, an officer, medic, signals... assault, heavy weapons, that's that. He had six guys, including Ukla and himself.
So you're saying my six guys is me, my two guards, and Subutai, and two of his guys.
Yeah, essentially what I thought was is
and
that
these
you,
guys are just
you your
on.
Two guys, Subutai and his five, inclusive of Ukla, which actually would make the squad eight. So I would give eight is the same amount that the Baron has.
Okay.
But he's minus three because he's got three guys in iron.
He's got minus three because he's got three guys in iron.
And you've got minus one because you've got one guy in iron.
Exactly. But Subutai has an infiltration skill of six.
Sorry.
All right, so that puts you at three to begin with. Okay.
I think you total up all the infiltration.
I am.
Components.
Yeah.
So he's got...
six.
Plus, anybody else have infiltration on it over there?
Well, it doesn't matter what we have, because it's all what Doug's got in his unit.
And then the skills, yeah.
Well, what about my two guards, then? Don't they both have a five in whatever skill I need them to have a five in?
If that's available to them, is infiltration available to them?
I don't know, maybe not.
How far do you go down? How many... life pass to you.
It's five, I think.
Yeah,
maybe,
but,
maybe eight.
And then for a...
yeah, but if you're going to start claiming them to be... well, I guess you can swap out guards. It doesn't make any difference.
That's what I spent all the points for.
Yeah.
Spent points on what?
Hammer the trait. Hammer...
Right. But I'm talking about your instinct. You've got two guards there as your instinct. Always have two guards with you. That was one of your instincts, right?
Yeah, but they're hammer forces. I'm saying that hammer skill gives me access to anything with a 5 exponent.
Yeah, well, all I'm saying is if you've got two guys with you at all times, they can't have fives in everything you need when you need them.
No, I agree with that.
Okay.
Sure.
I think if you set it, you say, all right, he's an expert in this, it has to remain that for that scene,
mm-hmm.
because in theory you could swap out with another guard at a later time.
I totally agree with that.
I think it's in those...
What's your affiliation?
Five. There are 3D to give you five.
Thank you.
First 8 life paths.
Yeah, okay. I think that's the first page.
Okay.
Does it have to be a skill listed in there?
I would say it isn't, because even then, the only thing that it would be is that that's hammer.
That's what he has
hammer. But I'm looking for anvil too, because the Forge Lord, which is what the Baron is, gets both.
Oh well, but are we trying to decide what his two?
I know, and that's what I'm looking at. Let's see. I have 8, you say, Doug?
First 8 paths.
It's that first page. Anything on that page. And we're talking about page 149.
Exponent 3. Okay. See, because his Forge Lord is a 3, is a 1D. So
I think this is really for circles tests anyway. I think for a circles test, you can circle up somebody with a 5 exponent in whatever skill you want.
Yeah, but you don't have to circle them up. I mean,
yeah, no, I got that. But I think talking about the exponent is in relations to circles, because then it says no circle test is required to bring these characters into play at the relevant exponent. So I think it's more related to finding somebody with an exponent, not necessarily picking something off this list. Like, if I want somebody with a 5 in hide and seek, I just have it.
if it's on that list.
No, it's not what it says. It's not what it says at all. It says, I have access to these... I have access to characters with the first five life paths, but that's not what it says when it's talking about the skill exponents.
Well, that's where they... Right, but that's where they get the skills.
That's where they get the skills.
You have to draw your skills from the life paths. You can't say, I'm going to bring in... You know, it says, well, you have access to pilots. Well, he's got a five in cooking.
Yeah, the only way that
he's a five in pilot.
The only way that you do that is if that particular life path gave a general skill amount. You know what I'm talking about? Like if it gives 5 points to general instead of the specific family of skills, then I would allow it. Because with general, you can buy any skill you want. Right?
I mean, but... I would tend to think that it has to be, if you're just going to say, I've got this guy, he's right here, and he's going to have a five in this ability, it has to be one of the skills listed for in the life path, because...
And, well, see, here's the thing.
Because then you could make it whatever... Then you could just say, well, then you're not limited to the life paths. You're just saying, I want a guy with this skill. There's no limit at all if you can pick whatever skill you want and say, well, this guy studied that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's the point of mentioning life paths? Just say you pick a guy with a five in whatever skill you want. I think you have to choose somebody who has the relevant skill to the life paths that you can access.
Well, here's the way I'm going to look at it, just for this. And mind you, I think it's just 1 point. But if you've got Subutai, a sensors person, which, and it's...
Is that what that says?
Yeah. Okay, so if you got Subutai, a sensors person, a medic, heavy weapons, and assault, okay, and Doug, the life paths don't coincide with an infiltration. However, Subutai has a six exponent. This is drawn from an anvil lord, okay? All right, it's not drawn from, so if I look over here, and I look at a sensors guy, would it be realistic to think that he would have infiltration? So
it's not listed.
Well, I mean, that you're looking at just sensors, but what is his previous life path to get there, is what I'm saying.
I don't think that's where it goes either. You can't go into prior life paths because...
I'm not prior life paths. What I'm saying is that if it takes a scout to be a... Which I don't think it does...
I think you're limited to the skills listed in the life paths on, you know, that are
under what that is.
Yeah, because that's the same thing.
I've got a sensor tech and a signals tech. So if you want to go down that path, we both have the same thing. So I don't think that's how it works.
Okay. No, I don't think.
Well, then, all right.
But the requirements for both of those are yeoman, and that's the first life path.
So. Okay, then let's just make it easy with what we know. Subutai has a six. You have three guys. That's a three, right? Three guys in iron.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've got one guy in iron, and he's got an infiltration of three. So you win.
Okay.
You get a plus
two. I got 2 points.
All right.
Bitches!
Well, that was worth it.
Yeah. Good Lord, I got to figure out where I'm at again.
positions and cover, maybe? If you're done with
right tools for the job, sometimes one side has a piece of technology that's clearly to their advantage.
Only we were on the space station.
Yeah, he could flip off the zero G.
That's right.
One side has Lord's pilot. Are you all still? Well, does not.
Do you all still have the technology? We're connected to the Baron's hoo-ha deal.
Hoo-ha.
Oh, right. We can shut the Baron down. Oh, we have the right tool for the job. You are so going offline. I got 3 points.
Well, that depends. Do I count as a soldier?
You're there.
That's not the point.
He's not a soldier.
Well, this
I'm not
has
a soldier, but
no,
I got
no,
technology
no.
advantage over.
This is different. Right tool for the job is having the tool. It's not about anybody having a skill. This is technology
burned
up. It's
there. I mean, this is just for the disposition. That's all it is. I don't think that your thing will come into play.
Sure it is.
Shut him down.
No. Because I mean, this is like a duel of wits.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it'll come into play because you got to pick this, that, and the other.
Pick the other. But it still gives him a bonus.
It still gives him a
I
bonus.
I mean, you basically, you met a game, or as far as color, you're monkeying with his system enough that it gives you enough of an advantage.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But it's not going to actually come into play in a firefight.
Right.
Where you go, okay, I shut down his armor and lock him.
Right. Okay.
But we could.
All right, so iron superiority doesn't help.
Airlock.
We don't have any vehicles, so that's it.
Yep.
All right, so I got plus three.
Way to go, Doug. Way to fight for them bonus points.
Every one of them. So that gives me a disposition of 7.
Yep. And I've got 8.
Sweet!
Getting back in the fight. Okay, now we have to figure out positions and cover.
Right. GM marks up the map, noting positions in the battle space, which I've done. Anything that could give an advantage or be an obstacle is noted with a P.
Are you drawing it, really?
I'm trying. Not doing a very good job of it.
Commanding that position is all P.
Inside the doors?
Yeah, but see, that's what I'm thinking of, is that I don't know if that would be much of an advantage either way.
Outside the doors. Gives you cover.
Yeah.
Well, if you're inside, you're only going to get in through the one door on the inside.
Right.
Of course, it doesn't matter, because nobody won the contact test.
Right.
Did you rate them?
No.
They're rated 1 through 4.
That's a P.
Excuse me?
No. All positions are marked by the GM are given a value of 1. Uh-huh. Now, people who won the contact can raise the position values.
Right. The winner of the contact test may add up to 2 1P positions to the battle space. Nice hat.
Sorry. That's weird.
What are you doing?
Your brother?
Wearing me out.
Causing problems?
Wearing me out.
It's all about the hat, dude.
I mean, sure it is.
Wearing me out.
One of the contact tests then may choose to begin the firefight, occupy any new positions he's modified. If he does not choose to occupy the position to start, he does not gain the plus 2 S contact bonus. His position value temporarily. If the loser of the contact may have, after players have taken their turn modifying the map, Jim may then modify any one position on the map. He may raise the value of a position to a maximum of 5 P. He may do this to occupied positions or to a neutral, unoccupied position. I'm going to leave them all 1P.
Okay.
Because I don't think that there's any superior, super-duper advantage of any one of them.
We're supposed to figure out where we start, right?
Right. If there is a location on the map that serves as an objective for one of our arms, I'll make a position.
Okay, where are the Valen? Where are the Naven?
Naven?
Naven with little sort of red X's.
Are they sort of red X's or are they red X's?
Well, some of them look like Y's.
Mm-hmm.
Little T's, I don't know.
That one's a lambda.
Crosses.
Yep. After positions have been marked, GM determines which battle space features act as cover. Covers any feature that might interfere with firearm being shot. All cover is a position, but not all positions provide cover. Every P in the center here, cover, 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 in the center. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if you're in a room and somebody else is not, that provides cover. Cover is rated from 1 to 3. Cover raises the obstacle for a shot opportunity by its rating. This is a 2 cover. When engaged in close combat in a position, either both sides benefit from the position's cover for the purposes of weapons fire actions, or neither side does. Players may agree on which they prefer, or the GM may impose a condition based on the situation.
Okay, but back under...
Where are we?
Back under marking your positions on the map.
Where are you at?
Back a page on 474, 475.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It says the winner, although there wasn't a winner, adds up to 2P positions to the space battle and may increase the winner of the contact test may then choose to begin the firefight occupying any of the positions he modified.
Correct.
And then the loser updates one and picks where he's going to start. So before we go on, we need to figure out where we're starting from.
Okay. This is my group right here. That's where they want to start from. Because it makes sense that they're docking and they're going to land there.
Well, as we want to get to the Naven, we should probably start at that 1P box there. At the cover.
Yeah, but you can't start in cover because you didn't win.
It says the loser gets to pick any spot to start in, and neither one of us won.
In the cover. I mean, so if that's the case, then no one starts with any cover. I mean, if we both lose, I mean, that automatically puts you in advantage if you say I'm the loser because I didn't win.
No, we're both losers because we both didn't win.
Right. So if you started a 1P and I'm starting here because it's logical for what I'm going to be doing.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't say what to do if there's a tie.
But exactly.
If neither one of us won, don't we both pick a position, add 1P to it, and say that's where we start?
Well, I mean, we can. It's a wash then.
No, because your crawler is a 1P and my cover becomes a 2P, right?
No, it's a 1P right there.
That's right, I get to increase it. It says the loser of the contest may add 1P position to the battle space, increasing a 1P position to 2P, but there's no winner.
Right.
So we just skip it all together, then how do we figure out where we start?
Well, that's what I'm saying, is that I'm starting there with no P advantage or no C advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm saying you start someplace else with no P advantage or no C advantage. If you occupy this position during the course of the battle, then, yes, you'll gain whatever it is that you gain from it. But okay. If neither of us won,
mm-hmm.
then I say we occupy some space where there's no tactical advantage either way.
I'll start by the door.
You start right over there. That's fine.
I'll start by the door.
That's fine.
All right.
Officers' roles.
We did that.
Set three actions. Yeah. And
damn, was that?
Yeah, again, for those playing at home,
it's 479.
Yeah, 479, 480. But there is the definition of all the actions starting on 482, which you may want to pause this. It'll take me a minute to look.
All right. Okay.
All right, Doug, volley one.
Advance.
Observe.
Versus.
Is it a versus?
It is a versus.
Observe versus, advances
right.
versus.
Yeah, that's what you're going to do. I already looked it up.
Right.
What point can I snipe the Baron?
Right now.
Yeah, right now.
Is there a chart that shows the roll resolution?
It's on the back. Well, this is the chart. This is the chart that shows... Okay.
The chart that Doug was just now talking about can be downloaded from the Burning Empire's wiki page. And I'll have that in the show notes. It's so quiet here when Jeff's not in the room.
Okay, advance is command.
Other people can play. We can.
No, not tonight. It's a firefight. It's just two guys.
So, and this is, we just head to head, right?
I don't know. We can fork in the guys from.
No, no. What I'm saying is that it's a versus, right?
Yes, it's versus.
Okay.
And no one
against
helps?
Versus. No.
No.
Commander must win by the value of the position which he is trying to occupy.
I got to beat you by one.
Okay.
Which means I just got to win.
Okay. So I see what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I win, then I can. I think I can do a direct fire.
Okay. I got two. What's Subutai going to fork in? Command.
What does he got? Command. When do you get the bonus? Is it five or six?
Five, I think.
Five. Then you get two from him. Wait. Let me make sure that. Hold on. I'm not looking at the right.
Can
hold
you
on.
Pick who's rolling?
Hold on. Yeah, that's still right.
Hold on. Just for my recollection, since Subutai's part of his team, can he pick who's rolling?
No, he rolls. He this always
rolls. He's commander, I think.
Doug always
rolls. Tide's always rolling. Doug's always rolling.
Yes. Now, what I'm saying is that Subutai is in his group, so all of his skills can be used by him. Got it?
First volley.
Wait, does he have any wises that's going to help?
No.
Advance.
Hammer wise?
Not hammer wise, no.
Your dude's hammer trained.
He's anvil trained.
And he's hammer trained. You keep making a point of that. He's hammer trained.
No, he's not hammer trained.
Yes, he is.
My guy is hammer trained. The Baron is.
The Baron is, and he's here, right? Commanding his side.
Yeah.
I'm fighting against him.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't I get hammer wise for that? I know how he thinks. You're hammer trained.
Say that again now?
He wants to use Hammer-wise.
I want to fucking Hammer-wise.
Okay.
Because the Baron's Hammer-trained. And I know how you think. That's Hammer-wise.
He's got a leg up on your tactics.
Okay, well then, alright. I mean, I think that's... Alright.
That's not reaching.
Alright, then I'll use hammer-wise myself.
Yeah, okay.
All
you
right.
should use hammer-wise All yourself. Right.
Does he have hammer-wise?
Yeah. He's got hammer-wise and anvil-wise.
Okay. I got 5 dice. How many rolls?
He's got like 12 now.
How many rolls?
One smoke?
9.
Oh my God.
That's what I do. Stress smoker.
Ready?
Not yet.
Next one.
Take cover.
Advance.
Take cover versus advance.
Independent.
Oh, independent.
That? Independent. So, take cover. Independent.
The obstacle is 1 plus the value of position you
return. See specialist actions on page 699 or 499.
Now, what'd you pick? Take cover?
Take cover, and since it's independent, I get the options of specialist actions.
Oh, okay.
Alright, well, let's roll and see how many I get to use here.
Okay.
Alright, so take cover is...
Alright, well, I'm going to go ahead and roll because mine's completely independent of yours. My ob is a 2.
What did you pick, Todd?
Advance. Ah. And 1, 2. That's exactly what I needed.
2 successes.
Right. So what does that mean for you?
All right, page 499. It says...
So, with that, I move to right here. And I'll take a picture of that. Mm-hmm. Once dug.
When a firefight action indicates that specialist actions are available, the unit commander may spend extra successes to open up these options for the specialist and his unit. The character taking a specialist action may not do anything else that volley, including making the unit action task, firing his weapon, reloading, helping another character with an individual action, or taking a second specialist action. If multiple successes are generated, multiple specialist actions may be purchased for this volley. Only one of each type may be used per volley. Medic, signal warfare, demolitions, sensor sweep, psychology, security warfare, damage report. So,
you have to pick it now?
Yes.
Okay.
Make a versus test against the enemy signal operator automation. If there are no signal ops, the obstacle for this test is 2.
He's got a signals because we said that,
mm-hmm.
but I'm just going to say he's a 3, a skill 3. So okay. He'd be rolling 3 dice. Now you can roll that, or you're...
Well, I have at least a 5, right?
Yeah. Because
that's on the life path.
Yeah.
And what about Subutai? Can you help? No. Any of his guys have signals?
Oh, excuse me. No, but you're talking about the specialist doing this, right?
Mm-hmm.
His would be a 3 as well. He's got one guy that's got a 3.
All right, so I get a bonus die?
Yeah.
All right, so I get 6 dice then.
You gotta win by 2.
And I gotta beat you by 2.
Okay. That'll be easy.
Or not.
No, it won't.
Nope. Yeah, it will.
I got 2 successes.
You got none.
I got 0. I rolled a bill.
Alright, so that means I have superior comms now.
Mm-hmm. Which is a +1 or +2.
And I gain...
superior comms
I gain
is a +1.
+1S.
Yeah.
Do you get
and
plus
you would
S
lose it, but
the
you're not losing
psychologist?
It. Yeah, I already put it in there. I had 7 successes, and I put 1 in for the psychologist.
Oh, okay.
That makes the disposition 8-8.
Okay.
All right, I got one more. Okay, volley 3.
Direct fire.
Observe.
Direct fire, observe, independent actions.
All right, but I took cover last round. That gives me some kind of bonus. Take cover reduces... Take cover successes, reduce opposing units' action successes on a 1-for-1 basis.
So it's -2? Oh, against versus maneuvers, okay.
If take cover successes are equal to or greater than the opposing action, the defending units find such adequate cover by incoming fire it's neutralized. There's no effect this volley. Played against an independent maneuver, take cover is an ob 1b. Oh, okay. So I guess it was only good last round. It didn't do anything this round.
Oh, okay. All right, so you're an observe?
Mm-hmm.
this round.
Oh, I could have dug in and raised my cover. Oh, okay, well, I still have one from last round. I will dig in, which gives me cover of one.
Okay.
All right, I got cover one then.
Okay.
All right, so observe. What was observe?
They're independent.
Yeah, what am I rolling for observe? Signals, sensors. Ob 2.
Fire is ob 2.
Alright, I have at least three successes on the observe.
Okay. What do you gotta get?
Two?
That's what I thought. Okay. Direct fire. In order to direct fire, the unit commander must organize and order his team to give them a target. Test tactics or command. Independent direct fire is ob 2, but it's ob 3.
Because look at it.
Jeez, I see two sixes right there.
Those are the only two he's got.
Mm. Well, he's got one on the floor somewhere.
Yeah. Mm. You see it?
Another die.
Yeah, I'll get another one. Let's roll real quick.
Here it is. Right there.
Thank you. There's three successes. But what are you saying?
So it's a zero. To zero then.
Well, I know, but that's what I'm saying. I got to see what I've got so far. It costs a plus 1D per success. Each member of the fire team. Okay, I will spend the fate. Roll my two sixes. And get none.
Okay, next valley. Ob 1, weapons skill test at the end of each exchange, plus 1 ob for each direct fire action, plus 1 ob for each close combat weapon fire action, plus 2 ob for each suppressive fire action, plus 1 per shot opportunity.
So we got plus 1 ob for your direct fire.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 2, OB2.
Engine.
Yep.
Ammo capacity hierarchy. Engine, power pack, case, belt, magazine, capacitor, cylinder. Single shot, plus 1D to the ammo check for each ammo capacity level higher than opponent. I guess we're the same?
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess you need to make a 2, yeah. Weapons check 2, and I need to make weapons check 1.
Okay.
Does that sound right?
Yeah. This is only at the end of all 3 volumes?
Yes. Yeah.
What skill do we roll, though?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Didn't it say at the beginning of that section you just read?
Plus 1 OB weapon skill test.
We're just reading
weapon
it off the check.
So like assault weapon or what? Do you, what skill are you using? Assault weapon?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, well, I'll roll assault weapon.
Hold on.
What's the Subutai got?
For what?
This weapons check.
Assault weapon, he's got a 6.
Mm, 2 dice then.
Hold on before you roll. Let me see something.
So you're rolling 6 dice on 1?
Yeah. You get nothing but failures on the 1 OB. You're like, we didn't
load! Oh, I haven't recorded any of these tests.
This is actually each character. And it's what on page 523.
So if they run out of ammo, they're stuck and become 9.
So you only need to make one test. Only one person fired.
Right.
And it looks like you got to beat a 2.
And I didn't. He's out of ammo.
Oh!
Yep.
Failed ammo check. Out of ammo. A failed ammo check indicates the character may not use that weapon for a direct fire, close combat fire, or suppressive fire action in the next volley to be played. Direct fire.
Suppressive fire.
Okay.
You're out of bullets.
You're out of bullets. Who's firing?
No. The heavy weapons guy.
Doug, you observed already? You're such a good commander.
Mm-hmm.
I would not.
That was the last thing I did.
Be able to cross.
I advanced, took cover, and observed. The advance failed, but the take cover and observe did not.
So make your roll first, then I'll make mine, and it'll determine what you do at that point.
Oh, I thought it was rolling a weapons, whatever. Is that individual, I guess?
Yeah, that's individual. Once you get above that, and I'm also in a 1C, so I'm an ob plus one ob to that. But that's not independent, so reverses.
I'm 1C too, right?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm testing tactics or command. So I'll test tactics. Can I fork in command?
Yeah.
And can Subutai fork in something?
Tactics.
All right. One or two?
One.
All right. I got six dice.
Okay.
What are you rolling?
Seven. No. Eight.
No.
Seven. 22.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Two.
One, two, three, four.
Collins?
No. So...
You keep your head down.
You win by one.
I win by... Yeah.
Cover one.
Yeah, I gotta equal it. What's your next one, Doug?
If suppressive fire action generates extra successes, spin them as indicated below in success allocation. You got one extra one if you want to screw with someone.
Let's do.
So you can force one of the six people on the squad to make a steel test.
Yeah, that's all I can do. I'll try the... I'll go ahead and try the signals again on you.
Wait, what? No, 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 no. It's under suppressive fire.
Yeah.
You can keep your head down with one success.
Right.
With two successes, collateral damage.
Look at the last one. Get on it. Specialist actions may be bought at a cost of one action per success.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So that's why I'm going to do the signals test against you. Now, I have to beat you by two.
All right.
Or if I do it by three, then I get more. All right, so if I beat you by one, it's neutralized. Two, it's neutralized, and I get it.
At two, I lose one, you gain one.
Right. And if I win by three, I jam the communications, and you can't use helping dice, but that really doesn't apply.
Right, because we only have one unit.
Okay.
God damn. Two.
What do you have?
Two.
I'm not going to bother with it. It fails.
All right.
All right, next one.
Direct fire.
Advance.
All right. Direct fire versus advance is independent.
Okay.
Have y'all knocked down your dispositions yet at all?
Nope.
It's going to happen this time, though.
Yep.
All right, so direct fire. So I got four plus one for command plus two from Subutai for command. And all of these go against your disposition, right?
No.
No? Direct fire. Ob 2 plus cover rating of target. Oh, which cover rating?
One.
So I got to beat a 3, and everything over 3 goes against your disposition.
Everything. Then you get a shot on me.
Oh. What?
Yeah, that's why direct fire is kind of confusing.
Oh. In a versus test, if you win one shot opportunity or specialist action may be bought per extra success. An independent test, meeting the obstacle earns a shot opportunity. Extra successes can be spent on additional shot opportunities or specialist actions. Okay. So I gotta beat an ob 3.
Actually, you know, I didn't even shoot last round. So that guy I didn't even have to do it. Because I never got a shot off.
Ob 1 for each direct fire action.
Oh, you're right.
You got it for the action.
That's right. You're right.
Right.
Even if he doesn't hit, that's right.
He still got it for the action. Okay, yeah. So I understand this. I got to beat a 3. If I beat a 3, since this is independent, I get a shot opportunity.
Yes.
And then every success
above three,
I can spend for
you got it
shot opportunities or special actions.
You got it.
Okay.
And I need.
I'm going to burn two persona. You need to beat a 2, right? What are you doing?
Advancing? Yeah.
Independent equals the value of the target position. Where are you trying to advance to?
You.
I think you just need a one then.
Yep.
Because I got a one cover.
Yep.
Or do you have to beat it? So nope. You need a two?
Independent actions is one plus the value of the position. So it's a zero, so it's a one.
Oh, right. I have cover. I don't have a position. Right. So you just have to get a one.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. All right. You ready?
Uh-huh. Go ahead. Let's resolve yours first.
One, two,
you're there.
Three, four. But I can do other things, so you go ahead and make your roll first.
Wow, he's taunting you.
Oh.
No, great enemy position on a
2-for-1 ratio.
Huh?
You may not take
disposition.
Oh. Hold on. You don't get special actions. You can spend your extra successes to degrade my position.
Right.
But
your disposition. After occupying
disposition?
The position, extra successes may also be spent to degrade enemy disposition on a 2-for-1 ratio.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay, so what do you got?
I've got 4 so far. We'll spend it.
He's got a couple of sixes.
Yep. Well, you needed a 2. You have 2 extra successes, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
And see, I've got 2 sixes right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a total of 4, and all I needed was 1. So I have 2-for-1, so I could...
Right.
So there's 1 more.
All right, so that's 2 points of disposition?
Yes.
So I go from an 8 to a 6. All right.
It's a 2-for-1. How many more did you... Okay.
I needed 1. I got 5 total.
Okay, so that leaves 2 of yours knocks successes. Down 1 of his. So you got 4. No. Okay. Ooh.
Jeez. 1, 2.
Wow.
2.
2.
That's all I got.
Yep.
Horrible.
Collins.
Not for this. My Collins persuasion.
Hey,
please stop shooting.
Word.
All right.
Diplomacy. We've gotten off to the wrong foot here.
Then, with that, I went up to him. All right. And what's your next action?
Suppressive fire.
Close combat. Close combat.
Close combat. Suppressive fire is a versus test.
I figured it would be.
Mm-hmm.
You opened up stealth yet, Jason?
Infiltration.
Huh? Do you have it?
Infiltration,
yeah. Yeah. You know, we're not part of this. Why don't we just sneak over and kill all the Navy? I got a gun.
I got a gun. Let's go to a Broadway show.
I don't think you can do that.
Why?
Did you give him dice earlier?
I'm not part of this thing going
Did
on right now.
Him? Yes, you are. You gave him dice at the beginning.
For
right?
the observation.
Yeah.
For the observation.
You've given him dice. You're tied in.
For the observation.
You're tied.
You're still tied
you're
in.
You're tied
I'm
in
not.
The result.
Tactics. You gave him tactics, too. Yeah.
For the observation.
You're there.
If you had said, I don't want to be part of this firefight at the beginning, and jumped off and ran away, that'd be something different. But because you agreed to jump in, it's now being, it's like jumping
in
a duel of wits.
I thought we were going to be participating. I didn't know it was just going to be watching these two roll dice all night.
Oh, Doug never gets to roll dice. Let
I
roll
know.
Dice.
I'm not saying that don't...
I was trying to get you guys in the beginning.
I know.
I got
okay.
shut down.
Not you.
Tell you what, next time, because we will do this, because I kind of like this, but I think each of you should be in the squad.
It
I mean,
does
not,
say that.
Not your guy.
Of, it says it in the start of the chapter, that we can take places of certain
yeah.
people in the unit.
Yeah. So... Live and learn.
What would that do?
All right, what are you rolling?
It allows you to roll
well,
to
example,
contribute. And
if I took the character of sensors, if I had the skill, I could take that aspect.
Oh,
gotcha. You
I
could take the one of...
I got a whole bunch of forks
medic.
I'm using.
Medic or specialist.
All right.
One of the weapons.
So I can fork in strategy, right? Or with tactics?
I think strategy is a grander thing.
Oh, it's used in invasion level.
It is inherently macro level skill.
Invasion level infection maneuvers.
Accept access, assess, and conserve.
I got 6.
See, my firing pack.
Okay. Do me a favor while you're sitting there. Read that at the top left hand side.
Success allocation?
Yeah. You ready?
Mm hmm. Two.
5.
With some sixes.
1-6. What does it say if I beat him?
Both sides lose this position in close combat action. Divide the margin of success from the unit action. Divide the margin of success from the unit action. Well, okay, so what you divide it by what, though? If unequal or 1, the greater amount is assigned to the loser of the unit action, and the lesser amount to the winner.
So you divide it in half.
If the successes divide evenly, then both sides suffer equally. After dividing, these successes are removed from the applicable disposition.
So how many successes did you have?
5.
And I got 2, so that's 3.
Yeah, so that's 3 off your disposition.
No. Divide it in half, and if it's odd, I take 2 and you take 1. Isn't that what you just said?
Yeah. The okay. greater amount is assigned to the loser. Yeah.
So okay.
Yeah.
So you take 2 and I take 1.
Yep. Who's doing all this firing since you don't have any ammo?
This is close combat. This is hand-to-hand combat. This is swords and that kind of thing.
Okay.
Because that's what it... I mean, read it in there. It's actually pretty neat. It says, that's why I had to advance on you to do it.
Close combat. You okay. You get the same advance as you... Blah, 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 blah. Pistols, grenades, claws, fists, swords, and rifle butts.
Yeah.
Rifles have butts?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to make...
You got big cracks in them.
I like rifle
so
butts.
So I have to make a weapons check now.
Okay.
Horrible dude.
I don't know.
I have to do the same.
So...
I think he only gets out on Wednesday.
I have... the base obs a 1, and it's 1 for the 1 direct action I got, and 2 for each suppressive fire action. So that makes the ob 4.
I made mine. So my heavy webs guy can still do stuff.
I failed.
You had a 6?
Yeah, I'm not going to burn.
Oh, sure, I'll burn the fate. What the hell?
You only got 70.
We only have 10 now.
Wow.
Another
one. I ain't got another 6.
Eric.
What do you need?
Water.
4.
Not you, him. Get 2.
Okay. Doug.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. There you go.
Close combat.
Close combat. What are they, verses, I imagine?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
What's Subita got?
What are you testing?
Close combat.
Is it command or tactics? I think it's command, isn't it?
But wait, I have a skill called close combat. How
yeah,
are you
but
not
that's,
using that skill?
Yeah.
Oh, that's individual action.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
He's got both.
Well, whichever one's better.
One gives him 2.
Okay.
So I can't remember which one it is, but one of them gives him 2. All
right, so 4, 1 for me, 2 for him.
Okay.
Jeez.
Doug hasn't rolled above 2 successes.
1.
Wow.
Go, team, go.
How many successes? How many?
1.
One.
You know, what, what's your disposition?
Currently 4.
So you take 2, I take 1.
Well, can you want to pump it up? Or
yeah, but see, it's still... Well, that's true. All right, I'll do it.
Of course, if you get, you know, you stand a chance.
Wait,
of...
How many successes
roll 1
you get?
Success...
I got 4 total.
If you roll 1 success,
uh-huh.
then you... Add
I take
you,
it, yeah.
You're rolling... What you're betting is that you're going to get...
Two successes.
Two successes.
Yeah. I'll do it.
All right.
Nope.
Another one.
Didn't change.
So, 2 and 1.
What are you down to now?
2.
All right. Next action.
Close combat. There
close combat.
Mm-hmm.
He's just supposed
sorry,
to
I'll die with
so
you're
just
guys.
Hacking away.
Hacking at away at each other.
Of
course, it has to be. It's got to be in this. four, five.
With sixes?
No.
Two.
Jeez. Two.
Two.
He's at zero now.
Two and one.
I'm at zero.
All right. All right. So now I'm down to five out of eight. Use the same rule, so middling.
Well, he gets a. He doesn't get what he wants.
Yeah.
He gets a compromise out of you.
Yeah. So what do you want?
Take super time.
What?
You mean take Subutai only?
Yes. You came to arrest us both. Take him. I had nothing to do with this. I didn't know you gave him a command.
Take Subutai and all of his people.
Whatever.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Good. Except for the Mogadishu.
Oh, yeah.
Take the Mogadishu.
Who?
Oh, take I mean, Mogadishu. We take the Mogadishu too.
Yeah. Oh, except the Mogadishu.
Nope.
Send the Mogadishu.
Take him and his men. He didn't tell me that you ordered him to do anything.
I leave you.
You don't get my guys.
Why not? You guys shot at me.
You fired at me. Yeah. First.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait, this is compromise. I got you almost down to half, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big compromise. What is the compromise? What is the compromise?
What? It's just
compromise.
Wait,
what
is it? Wait, what is it?
You should get half of what you want.
Nobody's going to get mold breaker tonight.
You would.
Minor compromise?
Yep.
So you get super tight.
I get Arthur tonight.
No, it's a minor compromise, which means he gets mostly what he wants.
Right. Mm-hmm. And what I'm saying is that all of them but him.
Okay. Right. I got more guards.
I know you do. All right. So, yeah.
Blue wasn't a good choice.
I know. Obviously, that's going to be the night.
Oh.
Guys, I apologize for taking as long as it did.
I get Arthur. I played a belief.
I tell you what, you all get an Arthur for tonight.
Arthur.
Persona. All get a persona. Doug, on the other hand, does not get one persona. He gets two.
All right.
I want my fate.
You'll get your fate.
Wait, does Jeff get that or does Ookla get that?
Faisal gets it.
Yeah.
Right, I got it for protecting
Faisal. Yeah, he does.
He's a psychologist.
Wait! What?
What? Ookla didn't do anything. Why would Ookla get it?
I helped.
No.
Just bitter.
No, am I
just
wrong?
Clarifying, man. Just clarifying. He's playing both of them right
clarifying
now.
Clarifying how bitter you
I
are.
I thought he might want to have another persona for Ookla, actually. Maybe.
Oh, yeah. I didn't give a
See?
Persona to Ookla.
Okay. Ookla shouldn't get one. So he didn't do anything, he said.
Are we going through the awards or no?
No. That's what you get for nine. That's why I went ahead and gave you two. Get it over with.
Okay.
Do you take a fate to
Mold Breaker?
Okay. Well, I mean, looking at my beliefs, the most I would have gotten was two anyway, so I'm happy with it.
All right.
I got one fate for helping you.
And you got a test.
And you got a test.
Is that the end of the maneuver?
No.
Mm-mm. No, there's still going to be, there's probably still one more night and this maneuver will be over.
Who else has got actions? I mean, we had a conflict.
I still got two actions left.
Yeah, we got.
Yeah.
That
was his comment.
Yeah, that was my conflict, but. What's her name? Nagomi. While all this is going on, Nagomi has an action, so.
Jeff, you have all your buildings.
Really? No, he had a conflict.
Okay, you're right. He had a conflict. Jason, you have all your buildings.
Woo-hoo!
And your color. Subutai's got an interstitial.
Yep.
Nagomi has everything. I still have my building and color.
I got everything.
The Baron has building and color. Well, no, I don't guess he does.
No building. That was his conflict.
Okay.
Is that one dead?
Actually, Jeff, tonight.
And Roy, I was going to use color full out and building tonight.
Bill has used everything but his color. And Doug, you've only used one build.
Right. And I think I used an interstitial.
Maybe that it ended up became a build.
Okay. Yeah, I think
so. Okay, so that's our entry into firefight.
Yeah. I hope you learned as much as we did.
Yeah.
Very mechanical version.
Yeah, because the next firefight may be shoot me, you're dead.
You might want to take a picture of this, because this is the third position.
Yeah, I think
you get a picture of you moved to here, we all did close combat? I don't think you did.
I'm really sorry you lost that, Doug.
Pictures will be included.
Really,
yeah.
It sucked.
The only time he did well was when he rolled 1-6.
You've been dying for some kind of firefight.
So let me ask you, when you were rolling that, were you actually visualizing what was going on here, or were you just trying to unlock this so you could do this, so you could do this? Did you have any strategy with the map or anything?
I did. Actually, my first round, I took advance, and I was going to advance to the 1P cover position to get the bonuses.
Right.
And then my next maneuver was take cover so that I could get extra cover from that position, figuring he's firing at me. I figured the first round he was going to observe, and the second round he was going to fire. So I figured I'd advance and take cover, which would nullify his fire. And then the third maneuver for me was to observe him, so 4, 5, and 6 could be firing at him. Mm. The beginning of the plan worked pretty well.
The eraser?
It's on the...
Oh, let's see.
It's really cool. It's like an RTS game. The RPG version of an RTS.
Mm-hmm. It's been years since I played an RTS.
I love them. That's my favorite type.
They're neat looking, and I'll try it, but I usually don't.
Which one did you play?
The last one I played was, oh god.
A friend of mine in grad school, real-time strategy. Yeah, a friend of mine in grad school used to play CNC constantly.
Command and Conquer Red Alert was my favorite.
Yeah, that was the one that he was always trying to get me into, and I played a few games. I couldn't get excited about it.
Yeah.
I played the Dungeon Raid one.
Yeah.
You could go underground, and you could do troops there, or you could fight above ground. You could, like, elves, archers. You had the whole fantasy. I can't remember what the hell.
Well, I remember the old Warcraft. I mean, Warcraft 2 was real-time strategy.
Didn't you buy one?
This was a D&D one.
I did, but you know what? I have yet to ever play it.
Todd bought one at Gen Con.
No, at Origins.
Oh, man.
I have yet to ever play it.
This is a Dungeons & Dragons theme, I think, because if I recall correctly, you were looking for the dragon stone purple stuff, and there was Warforged in it.
Huh.
Hmm.
Todd's having difficulty.
I think Warcraft 2 was fun, because more you clicked on the orcs, more they got pissed off.
Stop touching me!
Stop it! You know.
Warcraft?
Yeah, Warcraft 2.
This reminds me more of like Populous or Final Fantasy turn-based strategy games.
Yeah.
Civilization was good, too.
Yeah. That's the one Star Wars Command or something like that?
Yeah, I played that one.
Yes, that was horrible.
Yeah, it was bad. It was really bad.
They had Star Trek had one, too.
Didn't they?
I played the Star Wars one. I thought Populous was a better game.
Well, the Star Wars one came out when they were in the middle of those games. Dark Forces 2 and all that, and they could do no wrong until that game came out.
Sure.
What's that?
I'm just terrible at those games, and I'm sure Doug probably
beats
them in one sitting.
Civ 2 was the one that got me into that. Civilizations 2, that was 97, probably.
I've been playing this one RTS.
Get off my lawn!
that's what I worked at the bookstore, and I would... Somebody gave me that, and I would have... This is back before I got married, and I just sat at home and did nothing. I was a hermit geek. And I remember one time I got it home, and I started playing it, and I looked down, and it was Tuesday. 2 solid days. I did not sleep and played it. 2 solid days. And I just looked over, and I realized I've got a stack of pizza boxes, and I've been playing Civ 2 for 2 solid days. That
was bad.
Okay, so that program and,
intervention yeah, next week. All
right. Yeah. That was
Sid Meier is the devil.
That moment of pathetic geek brought to you by Sid Meier.
Everybody say goodnight.
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 And that's a firefight. It's a bit longer than I'd hoped and a bit too focused, being it only two players seem to be involved. But we found out later that other players should be able to get involved. We just didn't know that before going in. Well, next time for sure. Now don't forget, send us your feedback. Email is roy@rusackgamers.com. Voicemail 502-4141-RU. That's 502-4141-766. And for legal reasons, I must remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusack Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. The Burning Wheel and Burning Empires are copyright Luke Crane. Burning Empires, Burning Wheel, and Burning Wheel Gold are trademarks of Luke Crane. Iron Empires is trademarked Christopher Miller.